Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today is one of our Under the Radar Pianists episodes, and we're going to focus on Sir Charles Thompson. I'm Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. So Sir Charles Thompson was born in Springfield, Ohio, on March the 21st, 1918. And he first studied violin and briefly actually played the tenor saxophone, but took up piano as a teenager, and obviously that's what he stuck with. By age 12, he played a little bit with Benny Moten, and he was given the nickname Sir Charles Thompson by Lester Young, who was very fond of giving people nicknames, and it kind of stuck with him. But he's not a real sir. I should maybe just mention that.
There's the problem. I've just done all my research on the first baronet, Sir Charles Thompson, Vice Admiral of the British Navy, 1700.
Yeah, no, it's not him. Well, not as far as I know, anyway.
Okay. No. Oh, well, you carry on then.
So, in the 1940s, he played with Coleman Hawkins and Howard McGee. And in fact, he continued playing with Hawkins for pretty much the rest of his career, on and off. But he also played with a lot of the kind of bebop players, Charlie Parker, Dexter Gordon, Miles Davis. I think what I find interesting about him, we can talk a bit about this, is he's very much one of those transition figures, really, in that he had kind of one foot in the swing camp and one foot in the bebop camp. And he could do both, and he sounded very comfortable both playing with, you know, Coleman Hawkins, in a more kind of, I guess, mainstream swing style, but also he could play with Parker and the kind of bebop players. In the 50s, he played with Vic Dickinson and Buck Clayton. So again, he, you know, part of his career was kind of playing more mainstream, I guess, swing. But then he also, for example, played with Dexter Gordon. There's some tracks on, there's a Dexter album called Landslide, isn't there, where he plays.
Well, that's an interesting one, because we listened to that album for two of our long form podcasts, where we did five episodes on one person, Kenny Drew and Sonny Clark. So if you want to go back and listen to those, there are some of our early episodes. But I have to say, when I listened to that album, I kind of didn't notice that there was a third pianist, which is a testament to how he integrated with that bop. Piano playing. I mean, he also did a lot of work with the Illinois Jacquette, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did, yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's where he wrote, isn't that where Robin's Nest?
Yes, I think that was originally recorded by Illinois Jacquette, yeah.
I mean, I there's a brilliant, we'll try and find it on Spotify. It may be a compilation of different things which you can cobble together, Nick, as a playlist on Spotify, but on Apple Music, there's a brilliant compilation album called Sir Charles Thompson, and it's from the American Jazz Masters series. And that's got a whole panoply, even some sort of West Coast, the West Coast stuff that he did, which is very West Coast. So that adaptability is very clear there.
Yeah.
I mean, my actual favourite from those, and the tracks aren't in kind of album order, they're a bit scattered around. But he played with a guitarist called Skeeter Best, which is a brilliant name, and Aaron Ball, bass player, no drums. And they play really in time, and you know, it's kind of like the Nat King Cole Trio vibe, in a way, obviously without the singing. But there's a couple of arrangements that they do, which are quite, in a way, sort of big bandy, if you like. And they do Love for Sale with this really nice sort of ostinato figure. And a really, really nice version of Stomping at the Savoy in that setting. Anyway, I'll let you wrap up, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, there's also a really good video on YouTube of him playing with Coleman Hawkins and Harry Edison. In 1964, in, of all places, Wembley Town Hall, which is interesting. Someone's kind of colourised it as well, so it's a really great concert. So I definitely consider checking that out.
Well, didn't he? He's also on an album, some Jazz Awards album, with people like Roy Williams and Humphrey Lyttleton and those sorts of people.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're coming to our 5-minute conclusion. You've been listening to 251. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.